This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Vietnam have signed multiple agreements in areas including digital technology, rare earths, medical regulation, public sector audit, digital payments, and culture and tourism. The MOUs were inked after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vietnam's President Tho Lam in New Delhi. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Modi announced that both nations have decided to elevate their ties to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions.
कल्चर कनेक्टिविटी और कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग के साथ साथ सिक्योरिटी सस्टेनेबिलिटी और सप्लाई चेन रेजिलियंस हर क्षेत्र में हमारा सहयोग नए स्तर पर पहुंचेगा। भारत और वियतनाम का बायलेटरल ट्रेड पिछले एक दशक में डबल होकर 16 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है। 2030 तक इसे 25 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने आज कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं।
The Prime Minister said to keep the shared heritage alive, India is restoring the My Son and Han Tao temples of Vietnam's ancient Champa civilization.
भारत और वियतनाम की साझेदारी में विरासत और विकास दोनों का महत्व है। हमारी साझा विरासत को जीवंत रखने के लिए हम वियतनाम के प्राचीन चंपा सभ्यता के मी सोन और नान टवर मंदिरों का रेस्टोरेशन कर रहे हैं। अब हम चंपा सभ्यता की मैन्युस्क्रिप्ट को डिजिटलाइज करेंगे।
President Tho Lam said Vietnam attaches great importance to the outcome of 50 years of relations with India as well as 10 years of the comprehensive strategic partnership. Briefing the media after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Modi and Vietnamese President, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs P. Kumaran said both countries agreed to reinforce cooperation at the level of governments and businesses for increasing two-way trade, investment and technological partnership. Acknowledging the advancements made by the Indian pharmaceutical industry, the two sides agreed to explore ways for the potential participation of Indian companies in the procurement of medicines for Vietnamese public healthcare facilities from 2027. Both the leaders also reaffirmed that defense and security cooperation is a key pillar of the India-Vietnam Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. In Tamil Nadu, TVK Chief C. Joseph Vijay met Governor Vishwanath Arlekar and staked claim to form the new government in the state. The 51-year-old leader met the governor along with senior leaders of the party. TVK has approached other parties also, as it is short of the majority mark by 11 seats. Vijay, who contested from two constituencies, will have to vacate one seat. Meanwhile, the Congress, having five MLAs, took the decision to support the TVK and met Vijay and offered the letter of support today. The party left its long-time ally, the DMK. The swearing-in ceremony of the new BJP government in West Bengal will be held on the 9th of this month at Brigade Parade Ground. Our correspondent reports that preparations within the state administration have reached a peak following the declaration of the election results and ahead of the swearing-in of the new government. The US and Iran are close to a preliminary agreement that could bring an end to the conflict in the Gulf. Sources familiar with the talks have said both sides are working on a one-page, 14-point memorandum of understanding. The proposed deal includes Iran agreeing to pause nuclear enrichment, while the United States would ease sanctions and release billions of dollars in frozen Iranian funds. Both sides are also expected to relax restrictions on movement through the Strait of Hormuz. The shift in tone comes after President Donald Trump announced a pause in Project Freedom, the U.S.-led naval escort mission in the Strait of Hormuz, citing great progress in negotiations. India's young boxers have ensured 27 medals in the Asian Boxing Under-15 and Under-17 championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The Under-15 girls team today delivered an outstanding performance, securing 14 out of 15 medals, while the Under-15 boys also performed strongly, ensuring 13 out of 15 medals. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 236 runs set by Sunrisers Hyderabad Punjab Kings for 69 for 4 in 8 overs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad, when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.